We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Hey, everybody, say good morning to Meredith from Leominster.
Hi. Favorite Meredith.
Good morning, Meredith. I also understand Maxim is there in the car. Good morning, Maxim.
Hi. Morning.
Yes, you are my favorite, Meredith. It's Giving Tuesday, so it's all about the kindness today, Dan. Nice try trying to trip me up today. Meredith, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure. Ready, Max? One, two, three.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing.
I feel like you guys practiced that before you called in.
Actually, it was just on a whim.
Here we go. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, we give you $100. You tie, you lose. Kennedy has now left the studio for that soundproof booth. Are you ready?
Yeah, we are.
All right, question number one. There's a new viral trend where someone wears a helmet and plays the rock song Back in Black on guitar while someone else smashes them in the head with a frying pan to the beat. Which band sings the song Back in Black?
I have no clue, but that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
And people say Americans don't have culture.
Question number two. Tim Burton didn't want Jenna Ortega to blink as Wednesday. She says, I did a take where I did not blink at all. And Tim said, I don't want you to blink anymore. What are the name of Wednesday's parents in the Addams Family?
Morticia and Gomez.
Brian Baumgartner turns 50 years old today. He played Kevin on The Office. The Office took place at a regional branch of Dunder Mifflin, which is a paper company. Which city was the branch in?
Branson.
Jennifer Lopez never got over Ben Affleck when they broke up. She says, I honestly felt like I was going to die. It sent me on a spiral for the next 18 years where I just couldn't get it right. J-Lo and Ben got married earlier this year. How many times is that for J-Lo?
Four, I believe.
And Howard Stern accused Oprah of showing off her wealth on Instagram. He says, you got to be a little self-aware and know that people are struggling out there. Name the woman that has been Howard's co-host and sidekick on his show for four decades.
Oh, what is her name? I can picture her. I'm going to go with Karen.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! You don't know because you spend all your time listening to the Carson Kennedy Show, and we appreciate you.
Exactly.
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Meredith and Maxim got 1, 2, 3 out of 5.
Well done.
Okay.
Oh, good. Not a Mallard suit. We were hoping at least for that.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
I am.
There's a new viral trend where someone wears a helmet and plays the rock song Back in Black on guitar while someone else smashes them in the head with a frying pan to the beat. Which band does the song Back in Black?
AC/DC.
1-0. It is AC/DC. Tim Burton didn't want Jenna Ortega to blink. It's Wednesday. She said, and I quote, I did a take where I didn't blink at all. And Tim said, I don't want you to blink anymore. What are the name of Wednesday's parents in the Addams Family?
Gomez and Morticia.
2-1. Brian Baumgartner, turning 50 years old today, played Kevin on The Office. The Office took place at a regional branch of Dunder Mifflin Paper Company. Which city was the branch in?
Scranton.
3-2. J-Lo never got over Ben. She says, I honestly felt like I was going to die. It set me on a spiral for the next 18 years where I just couldn't get it right. J-Lo and Ben got married earlier this year. How many times is that for J-Lo?
Oh, gosh. Four.
One more and she'll tie my mom. 4-2. Question number 5. Or 4-3. Question number 5. Howard Stern accused Oprah of showing off her wealth on Instagram. He said, you got to be a little self-aware and know that people are struggling out there. Name the woman that has been Howard's co-host and sidekick on his show for four decades.
Robin Quivers.
Robin Quivers. Is
right. Nice. Has Howard Stern become the voice of reason now? After all that he has done?
He's gotten real crotchety in his old age.
It's a different show.
I'm
he's
not
changed
lie.
A lot.
Yeah, no, not a lot of strippers in that.
So he's been crotchety his whole life.
All right, 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Meredith and Max. No cash for you. We do appreciate your listening this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Meredith.
And I'm Max.
We're from Lemonster, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Jonathan from Haverhill.
What's up, Jonathan?
Good morning, everybody.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Absolutely. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Alrighty, thank you.
Five trivia questions. They are all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, we give you the cash. And Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I am. Let's do it.
Question number one, if Zorro ever gets rebooted, Antonio Banderas knows who he wants to replace him as the masked vigilante. He wants Tom Holland in the role. Who did Antonio Banderas voice in the Shrek movies that has its own movie dropping in December?
Puss in Boots.
Dua Lipa posted pictures of herself in the studio with Mick Jagger. No word on what that is all about. Which group had the song Moves Like Jagger hit number one on the charts?
Maroon 5.
70 years ago today, 1952, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by Jimmy Boyd entered the top 40 in the song. Where did the singer see Mommy Kissing Santa Claus?
Kissing Santa Claus. Oh, I want to say under the mistletoe, but I know that ain't right.
Dan?
Are you going to give us an answer?
Yeah, we need an answer.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say kissing under the mistletoe. That's going to be the answer for it.
Question number four. Howie Mandel turning 67 today. He's the former Deal or No Deal host and current America's Got Talent judge. Howie's well known for having which extreme fear?
Extreme fear. I'm going to say spiders.
And question number five. Snoop Dogg posted a picture of himself in an alternate universe as a Harry Potter character called Snoop Dobby Dob. That's a great...
I love it.
Yeah, I saw that. It's pretty good. And J.K. Rowling approved. In Harry Potter, Dobby was a house elf belonging to which family?
He originally was with the Malfoys.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
I see here you work at STEMS Dispensary in yes. Haverhill.
That's correct.
How's business at STEMS these days?
It's doing pretty good. You know, we were the first open in Haverhill, and, you know, with ones opening up after us, we're still holding strong. So we're doing pretty good.
Kennedy, Jonathan got 4 out of 5
oh
correct.
Oh, my gosh. Well done.
Yes.
Woo! Oh, my God. My best.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
If Zorro ever gets rebooted, Antonio Banderas knows who he wants to replace him as the masked vigilante. He wants Tom Holland in the role. Who did Antonio Banderas voice in the Shrek movies that has its own movie dropping in December?
Puss in Boots.
Tie to one. Dua Lipa posted pictures of herself in the studio with Mick Jagger. No word on what that's all about. Which group had the song Moves Like Jagger hit number one on the charts?
Maroon 5.
I also read that Dua Lipa just became a citizen of Albania.
She did indeed.
It's a big, big to-do about that.
Big tied win for Albania.
Question number three. 70 years ago today, 1952, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by Jimmy Boyd entered the top 40. In the song, Kennedy, where did the singer see Mommy kissing Santa Claus?
Underneath the Christmas tree.
Oh, underneath.
A mistletoe.
The Jeez. Mistletoe last
Get it
night.
Together, woman.
3-2 for Jonathan. Howie Mandel turning 67 today. He's a former No Deal or No Deal host and currently on America's Got Talent. Howie, well known for having which extreme fear?
He's a germaphobe.
That is correct. Tied at 3. Question number 5. Snoop Dogg posted a picture of himself as an alternate universe Harry Potter character called Snoop Dobby Dob. Have you not seen it? Go look up the photo. It's pretty amazing. In Harry Potter, Dobby was a house elf belonging to which family?
Oh, he belonged to the Bellatrix Lestrange family.
The Malfoys, Kennedy, was the answer I was looking for.
Because Lucius gave him a sock, and then he was free.
By accident, yes.
4-3 is the final score. Jonathan.
Down goes Frazier.
Gets the
win.
It is Giving Tuesday.
He just gave you that work is what he did.
Yes, how about that? I can hear that noise that you made was the exact same noise Sal made when he heard he just lost $100 of his fortune.
Jonathan's about to make it rain nuggets at the dispensary.
All right, well, congratulations to you, Jonathan. You got yourself $100, Kennedy. What do you want to say to Jonathan?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Jonathan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Ashley from Norton.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions. They are all pop culture, Ashley. If you get more right than Kennedy, like happened earlier this morning, you will win $100. If you tie with Kennedy or get less, you lose. And she's over there now in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Rolling Stone put together a list of the 50 worst decisions in music history. Number one on the list is when the Rolling Stones hired the Hell's Angels to be security for their 1969 concert, and then a fan was stabbed to death.
Wow.
Name the FX TV show starring Charlie Hunnam and Katie Seagal about an outlaw motorcycle club in California.
Oh my goodness.
What, you remember Jax? Jax and
I get it.
What was her
Gemma?
Gemma, thank you, Dan. Yes. And Opie? Oh, Opie. R.I.P. Opie.
Spoiler alert, R.I.P.
Spoiler, yeah. All right. Question number two.
Oh goodness, I can't remember.
Katherine Schwarzenegger posted a picture of her dad, Arnold, holding his granddaughter at her baptism. Which A-list actor is Katherine Schwarzenegger married to?
Chris.
There's a lot of them. We need a last name.
There's a lot of
A-list
Chris's.
I know there's a lot of them.
Pick one.
It's not Chris Pine. It's Chris Pratt.
Blake Shelton and some rock and roll heavyweights released a cover of the Tom Petty song "I Won't Back Down," and proceeds go to the Miraculous Love Kids, which gives guitar lessons to girls from war-torn countries like Afghanistan.
That's cool.
Did Tom Petty ever perform at the Super Bowl? Yes or no?
Yes.
Ice Ice Baby wasn't supposed to be Vanilla Ice's first single. It was the B-side of his cover of Play That Funky Music. But since people didn't really like that song, DJs flipped the record and started playing Ice Ice Baby instead. Finish this Ice Ice Baby lyric. Go rush the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly when I play a dope melody. Anything less
is a felony.
And question number five, it would have been Chadwick Boseman's birthday today. He's best known for his portrayal of Marvel's Black Panther. What is the character's name?
Oh, goodness.
Chris.
Chris.
Chris, is he one of the Chris's?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Ashley, I understand you manage a chemistry lab for a pharmaceutical company.
I do.
That's quite the interesting job.
You're out there doing science with beakers and stuff.
Yeah.
Kennedy, Ashley, the scientist, got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right.
I don't know if she's a scientist or not. I just made that up.
I feel like you have to be a scientist to manage a lab, don't you?
No, or just a good manager.
Are you a scientist? Settle that.
Both. It's both.
It's both. She's a scientist and a good manager. Look at that. Ashley, all right, Kennedy. These are tough. Are you ready?
You bet.
Did I tell you she got 2 out of 5?
Thank you.
Just making sure. Rolling Stone put together a list of the 50 worst decisions in music history. Number one on the list is when the Rolling Stones hired the Hells Angels to be security for their 1969 concert, and a fan was stabbed to death.
Whoops.
Name the FX TV show starring Charlie Hunnam and Katie Sagal about an outlaw motorcycle club in California.
Sons of Anarchy.
1-0. Katherine Schwarzenegger posted a picture of her dad, Arnold, holding his granddaughter at her baptism. Which A-list actor is Katherine married to?
Chris Pratt.
2-1. Blake Shelton and some rock and roll heavyweights released a cover of Tom Petty's song, I Won't Back Down. Did Tom Petty ever perform at the Super Bowl, yes or no?
No.
That is incorrect.
He performed at the Patriots Super Bowl where David Tyree made a miraculous helmet catch and the New York Football Giants ruined our undefeated season, and I'm completely over it.
Can tell, Dan. Good that you've let it go. Tied it 2. Ice Ice Baby was supposed to be Vanilla Ice's, or wasn't supposed to be his first single. It was supposed to be the B-side, but nobody liked to play that funky music, Kennedy.
Huh.
Finish the Ice Ice Baby lyric. Go rush the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly when I play, a dope melody. Anything less
than the best is a felony? Whew.
3-2, question number 5. It would have been Chadwick Boseman's birthday today. He's best known for his portrayal of Marvel's Black Panther. What is the character's name?
T'Challa.
That is it. Wakanda forever, Kennedy.
Yes, forever.
4-2 is the final score. I'm sorry, Ashley. Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the cash. But we really do appreciate you listening and calling into play this morning.
Thank you.
Yes, good luck sciencing today. Doing all that science.
What do you want to say to Kennedy?
My name is Ashley from Norton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.